We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The following is a presentation of Learfield.
No top 25 matchups on Saturday. Does that mean it was a quiet week around college football? Of course not. More top 10 teams go down. How many times does it take to convert a two-point play? And surely Kansas can't beat Oklahoma, right? Right? It's all on the latest edition of the College Football Rewind.
Reliving the weekend on the gridiron.
10-5, touchdown, Alabama!
Pick 6 for Ohio State.
Touchdown, Gators! Held!
Intercepted! Oklahoma wins!
All the best plays from coast to coast.
And it's intercepted at the 10. The Dogs have
it. Oh, what a play over the middle! Touchdown, Oregon!
To the end zone, back of the end zone, touchdown, Aggies!
This is the College Football Rewind.
Oh my goodness, don't blink, you'll miss it.
Here's your host, Rob Joyce.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to the College Football Rewind, where we had a bit of a rarity this past weekend. Of the 19 games involving top 25 teams, not only were none of them a ranked-on-ranked matchup, but only 9 of them saw both teams enter with winning records. So naturally, things got chaotic. We'll start in the Big Ten, the most electrifying division race in the country, the East Division. 4 teams all ranked inside the top 10, 3 of whom were undefeated, and all of whom play each other next week. Ohio State, Penn State, Michigan, Michigan State. Nittany Lions were behind the 8-ball, 1 league loss already coming in, and they might have been caught looking ahead to the Buckeyes as they took on 2-5 Illinois. Tied at 10 through 60 minutes in Happy Valley, and that's when the real fun began.
31-yard attempt, far hash for Jordan Stout. Angle to his right, puts down. Kick is up, kick by Stout. He is good. Penn State takes the lead in overtime, 13-10, but now they need a stand.
39-yard attempt, middle of the field to tie it in the first overtime. Kick on the way. The kick is up, and the kick is good. You can hear the silent student section, and we go to double overtime as Illinois ties it at 13.
I need to check my health.
You need some therapy. 22-yard field goal for the lead in the second overtime by McCourt. It is up and it is good. The Illini lead it 16-13. But now Penn State can win it with a touchdown in double overtime.
Stout resets. Cristol over the ball. Rafael Checa will put it down. Center of the field. Put down. Kick is up by Stout. The kick by Jordan Stout is good. We go to a third overtime. Time now for two-point conversions.
16 all tie. It was 10-7 Penn State at half, 10-7 after three, 10-10 at the end of regulation.
What a game.
And each team has scored 6 points here in overtime.
Every team basically practices these. Balls on the three. You practice them every week.
All right, Clifford is in the gun. Now he hands it out, a little trickeration, and now a lob to the quarterback, and he can't catch it. He misfired.
All right, buddy.
So the Illini can win it right here.
Williams and Mo motion away from us. Sikowski under center. Rolls right. Looks. In the end zone. Fires. McCray dropped it. Incomplete. Now a second two-point conversion coming up for Illinois. Because, again, you get it on back-to-back possession. Play action. Looks. He'll run it himself. He's in trouble. Throws in the end zone. Off the turf. Incomplete. And Penn State gets its chance to win it.
Is that Sikowski? That's...
Hardware sort of looked like he was holding his arm. He took a shot. Yeah, Brandon Peters warming up down there. Ryan Johnson, too. You know, these guys, if Illinois gets back on offense, you know, they're still attending to Art Sitkowski over there on the far side of the field. Trainers huddled around him, yep. So somebody else is going to have to captain this Illinois offense here.
If we get another chance.
If we get another chance.
Clifford in the gun. Kane is his back. This to win it for Penn State. Back to pass, under pressure, in trouble, hit as he throws, pass incomplete. Incomplete, no flag in the end zone. He was trying to hit 86.
Yes.
Strange. And we go to number five. Overtime.
What a game. It's a game of horse, and everybody's throwing up bricks.
But now the defense has to stop again as we switch ends of the field.
It's sudden death football, and I keep dying.
16-16, Illinois and Penn State. Hand off to Kane. Line, I have him, and they're trying to hang on to him, and they wrap him up at the three-yard line. They've held, and the Illini have a chance to win it.
Peters is the quarterback. Trips near side, one far side. Takes it, wants to throw. In the end zone, fires, knocked away by Ellis Brooks, and incomplete. To overtime, six we go.
Well, you talk about issues in the red zone area. Neither team has smelled the end zone so far here. Yeah. And Penn State on defense again.
Here it is, another two-point conversion in overtime, number six. Peters takes it, wants to throw, pressure, delivers in the back of the end zone. He missed everybody, incomplete. Now Penn State can win it. Get it in the end zone, and let's get the heck out of here.
The win for Penn State in the sixth overtime. Clifford running right, shovel pass to his tight end, who got close to the goal line.
Stop that man.
Jump back, pull him down. We're going to number seven, overtime. The Illini and Penn State, the defense answers the bell every time. Can the Illini stop them again?
All right, here we go, Illinois defense.
All right,
defense.
Let's go.
Back out there.
Seventh overtime, 16-all, Illinois and Penn State. Back off to our right, hand off to the tailback, and Kane is close, but he did not get in. He got to the goal line, he did not get in. The Illini will have another chance to win in the seventh overtime.
So Washington and Williams far side. Going to go for the pistol this time. McCray is in back of Peters. They spread this formation out. Williams in motion toward us. McCray, left side, bounces to his left, hit and dropped by Derek Tangelo. So now Illinois will line up again in overtime number eight, and we're going to go back down to the north end.
Eighth overtime, 16-all, Illinois and Penn State. This is crazy. Brandon Peters in for the entrance, Sitkowski. Snap back, flip to Isaiah Williams, up
Make
to the
play.
Goal line.
Yes!
And touchdown!
Yes! Yes!
Touchdown, Illinois! They punched it in, and it's 2 points. I say touchdown, it's 2 points, but to me it's a touchdown. It's 18-16, Illinois. The Illini can hold, they'll win in a stunner in Happy Valley.
Dotson, Washington near side, Lambert Smith far side, Washington in motion away from us. Kane up the middle, Kane gets in and ties the game. 18-18, overtime number nine. Penn State will do it again.
18 all tie. Back to pass Clifford to the end zone.
Pass. Oh, good
broken
play.
Up.
Good
broken
play.
Up. Incomplete. Knocked away down there by Kalen Tolson.
Yeah, buddy.
And darn it, let's win it now.
Please.
The Illini from the Penn State three, they'll get their shot at 2 points.
All right, here we go.
This is for the win. Penn State had their pass attempt broken up. And the Illini do it on the ninth overtime try. Fake. Peters rolls to the end zone. It is caught. It is caught.
Yes!
And it's good.
Yes!
And the Illini have won. They have upset number seven.
Yes!
Penn State. Washington with a catch. The Illini have upset Penn State 20-18. Can you believe it?
Yes. Woo!
Brian Barnhart and Martin O'Donnell on the Illini Sports Network with Steve Jones and Jack Hamm on the Penn State Sports Network. A record 9 overtimes, 14 separate 2-point tries after all the misses both convert in the 8th. And finally, Illinois pulls off the stunner 20-18 to end Penn State's hopes at the Big Ten title and the playoff. So we had one massive top 10 upset. there was nearly an even more unpredictable stunner. Top 10 teams on the ropes from start to finish on Saturday. We'll head to the Big 12 after this on the College Football Rewind.
Hey friends, I'm Dan Rubenstein.
And I'm Ty Hildenbrand.
And we're the Solid Verbal Podcast, previewing, recapping, and talking all things college football all season long, all year long.
And look, the season's a marathon. Sometimes there'll be happy tears, and sometimes sad ones.
So let the Solid Verbal be your warm college football audio hug.
Yeah, I'm not at all comfortable with that phrasing.
Too late. Download the Solid Verbal wherever you listen to quality podcasts.
From game-winning touchdowns.
Slings it for the end zone. Touchdown, Bulldogs!
Oh, my!
Into the end zone! Touchdown, Miami!
To goal line stands.
Stopped at the 3-yard line for a 1-yard loss.
What a great goal line stand by the pack.
We're reliving it all now on the College Football Rewind.
With number 3 Oklahoma and its new look offense, it was supposed to be a stroll into Lawrence against conference bottom feeder Kansas, winner in one of its last 14, who hadn't won more than a single league game in a season since 2008. And in a twist, the power went out in Lawrence in the first quarter, so we'll pick up the action in the second with the Jayhawks leading the Sooners 7-0.
That could be a 29-yard attempt from between the hashes. Good snap, good hold. The kick is on the way, and it is true. Kansas 10, Oklahoma nothing. Yeah,
that would have been the biggest catch of his career, but it was airmail. Here's Williams to throw again. Looking, all kinds of time. Now throws another deep ball to Hazelwood. It's short. Is it picked? Is it hauled in? We wait on a call. It is an interception for Kansas. Everything coming up crimson and blue.
Wow, the honeymoon for Caleb Williams is officially over.
Sooners get a stop, and they get the ball back at their own 39-yard line.
Maybe an opportunity to try to jumpstart this offense.
Absolutely, and you absolutely have to have it, right? Not loving the way this game is going so far, certainly.
Oklahoma 5 of 7 on fourth downs this year. They got a 4th and 6 here. Williams has it. Back to pass. Looks left. Pumps. Looks right. Pointing. Looks left. Throws deep shot. Far sideline. Down inside the 10. Eric Gray. Did he catch it?
Yeah.
He did! An amazing catch by Eric Gray at the 3-yard line.
At live speed, it looked like a bobble and a catch, but it's clearly a drop on the field, and that means a turnover on downs. Another stop for the Kansas defense. What a half by Kansas. They lead 10-0. I love the passion in the stands, and a lot of crimson and cream clad Sooner fans that came up here are absolutely stunned, sitting in silence with a 10-0 Jayhawk lead on the number 2 team in the country. This is the Jayhawk Sports Network from Learfield.
These are stunning. Kansas 12 first downs, OU 4. Only 78 total yards of offense for Oklahoma. Any chance we see a quarterback change?
I think there's a chance. Now, I wouldn't expect it, but it wouldn't shock me if it happened if we didn't get this next drive or two going.
3rd and 3 from the 5. Snap. Williams, they run into each other, throws end zone, Hazelwood caught it, it's a touchdown, Jaden Hazelwood, and the Sooners are finally in the end zone in Lawrence. Second half starts exactly like Oklahoma needed it to, a touchdown drive, and with 7:57 to go in the third, it's now Kansas 10, Oklahoma 7.
It's going to be 4th and goal from 1 foot out.
Go for it right here. They are just inside the 1-yard line. A chance to add to this 10-7 lead.
If you want a monumental historic upset, you got to go. Here's Jason Bean from the 1. Turns, gives, and Devin Neal is in.
Boom.
He's across the goal line and through. Touchdown, Kansas. And Kansas once again up 10 with 1:30 to go. What an answer by your Kansas offense. What's the update, Brandon, on folks getting in that want to show up late?
No ticket required. Gates are open. East and west gates only. Lawrence, come on down.
Williams, hands to Gray. Reverse pitch. Trayvon West running back right with room. 25-30. 35 up the field. 45-50. He's got room. He may go. 35-30. Down the sidelines. 20. Makes a cut to the 10. Down inside the 10. It's going to be 1st and goal. Williams has it. Play action. Looks in zone. Lobs. Jeremiah Hall. A spinning grab at the goal line. Touchdown. Wow. And Oklahoma goes 3 plays and into the end zone. Oh, man. A day that started sleepy is now packed with drama. Would you expect anything else in 2021? We head to the fourth at Kansas, and Oklahoma trails. Jayhawks trying to pull off one of the biggest upsets in college football history. Kansas leads at 17-14. This is Sooner football from Learfield. Brooks the back, Williams. He will hand to Brooks up the middle. It's a touchdown. Easy like Sunday morning. Kennedy Brooks, 21-17 OU. 12:35 to go. It'll be fourth and three.
Looks like they're going to go.
From the 40, they need three. Empty formation here. Caleb Williams on fourth and three. Williams going to run it himself back to the right. Makes a move. He's got the first down, and he's gone. Caleb Williams on fourth down. He did it again. Just like against Texas on fourth down, Williams pay dirt.
Wow. That's a one-man effort right there.
And the Sooners now have a two-score lead with 7:53 to go. I didn't think we'd get that fired up about anything today. But that's the hand we've been dealt in Lawrence. 28-17 Sooners lead.
Good news is you got all three timeouts. Go down and get a quick score. You're still very much a part of this game.
This is an opportunity that Kansas, I mean, as you mentioned before, we would take this opportunity. If you told us that we could be within 11 at this juncture with the ball in our hands, so we just got to make it happen right here with a touchdown.
Bean to the end zone. Touchdown. The Grim Reaper. Your Jayhawks are down just five, and now they're going for two. And now they direct snap it to Neal. They hand it. Kwame in trouble, is still on his feet and ripped back, and he's taken down at the 12-yard line.
Now you have to find a way to get the ball back, and if you do, all the pressure in the world will be on number two, Oklahoma. If you can come up with one more stop with 5:56 to go and three timeouts, things could get dicey.
Fourth and one at their own 46-yard line. Lincoln Riley, what are you going to do here? 3:45 to go. They're going for it. It is a handoff to Brooks up the middle. Spins away. Pushed back. Taken by Williams, who goes forward to the 50. It's a first down.
I don't think you can do that on fourth, can you? Maybe you can.
As Brooks was going down, he handed the ball to Caleb Williams, who took it forward into Kansas territory for the first down. The officials are talking about it.
After reviewing the play, there was a legal forward handoff behind the line of scrimmage. Therefore, the ruling on the field is confirmed. First down, Oklahoma.
3:07 to play. I mean, I can't get over what a heads-up play that was by Caleb Williams.
First charge timeout of the second half.
I've never seen someone go rip the ball away from a teammate before. Williams has it. Handoff Brooks looking for a hole over the left side. Into the end zone. Touchdown. Kennedy Brooks. And you can unhitch the wagon and exhale. Whew. Excellent effort by Kansas today.
It really was.
And for the first time since 2004, Oklahoma is 8-0, but it wasn't easy. Final score today in Lawrence, Oklahoma 35 and Kansas 23.
Toby Rowland and Teddy Lehman on the Sooner Sports Network with Brian Haney and David Lawrence on the Jayhawk Sports Network. Oklahoma shut out in the first half for the first time under Lincoln Riley, but the offense wakes up after halftime. Sooners survive another scare, winning 35-23. So Oklahoma stays unbeaten. The only other Big 12 team that could say that was Oklahoma State. Ranked 8th nationally, Cowboys had to go to Ames to face an Iowa State team that to this point had disappointed at 4-2 overall, and the Cyclones essentially in a must-win to have any chance of going back to the conference title game.
Second and goal, Oklahoma State at the Iowa State 5. And Sanders gets a shotgun snap, fakes a handoff, throws an inside pass, and a diving catch is made for a touchdown. Pistols firing. Touchdown, Oklahoma State. Brennan Presley. So with 5:55 to play in the first quarter, Oklahoma State has scored first. It's the Cowboys 7, Iowa State nothing.
Here we are. Goal, and the offense is staying out there. 15th play of the drive. Fourth down and goal from the 1 yard line. Purdy rolls right. Rolls right, throws, and it is a diving catch for the Cyclone touchdown by Xavier Hutchinson. What a play by Hutchinson. By the slimmest of margins, Iowa State takes it into the end zone. So a big drive there, 4:39 to go in the second quarter. We're tied at 7.
1:49 to play in the half. Cowboys have two timeouts left.
tied at 7 with Iowa State. First and 10 Cowboys from their own 28.
How aggressive do you get here?
Second down and 4 for Oklahoma State from the Iowa State 42. Two wide right. Sanders takes the ball. He's back to pass. He steps up into the pocket. He has all day. Throws it deep down the far side toward the end zone. The pass is caught by Brennan Presley in the end zone. Pistols firing. Touchdown, Oklahoma State. Brennan Presley double covered. It didn't matter. The second TD of the day. 14-7, Oklahoma State leads Iowa State at the half. This is Cowboy football from Learfield.
Second and 5 now from the 46. And a give to Hall. No throw. Over the middle. Caught. Hutchinson wide open. He'll take it all the way for a Cyclone touchdown. They went RPO and now a flag after the play. The touchdown will come back. I mean, it's going to be taunting. I mean, come on. Kind of thing you'd never see called.
Unsportsmanlike conduct. Offense number 8. That penalty will be enforced from the spot of the foul.
So now 3rd and 1 from the 9. Purdy will throw it right, looking for Hutchinson. Touchdown, Xavier Hutchinson. Oh, is that justice? And we're tied at 14, and this crowd is still letting the officials have it. 10:21 remaining in the third. A 4th and inches for Oklahoma State, and they're going to send the field goal unit on. 32-yard field goal from the right hash mark to try to put Oklahoma State back in front. There's the kick, and it is no good. Going to be a 30-yard field goal try. Guess with the snap, Clark the hold, kick on the way by Mevis, and it is good. Now we'll go to the fourth quarter with the Cyclones leading at 17-14. To the fourth we go on the Cyclone Network from Learfield.
Feels like from our vantage point up here, Dave, that you've got to do something to flip the momentum back in your favor. The great thing about this is, right now, it's a 3-point game.
Yeah.
And there's plenty of time for you to be able to do something. But all that momentum you had into the first quarter and that you grabbed back at the end of the second quarter feels like it is gone at the moment.
4th and 2, and the offense is on the field. 4th and 2, Iowa State from the Cowboy 42, 17-14 Cyclones. Purdy takes the ball, runs it, trying to turn a corner near side, hit, bounces off, and he has stopped. He didn't get it. Stopped at the line of scrimmage. A second time today that the Cowboys have stopped Iowa State on 4th and short. Malcolm Rodriguez made the play. 1st and 10, Oklahoma State at the Iowa State 25. 2 wide right, 1 left. Sanders takes the ball, fakes a handoff. He's back to pass. He steps up, throws deep down the near side for Tay Martin. He makes the catch, but was he in the end zone? He was! Pistols firing! Touchdown, Oklahoma State! Tay Martin! What a catch. And we see it again. A big-time play made by one of your playmakers. 8:36 to play in the fourth. It's Oklahoma State 21, Iowa State 17.
First and goal from the 4-yard line. And the give to Hall. Touchdown, Breece Hall! And the Cyclones regain the lead. Breece Hall, a Big 12 record, 19 consecutive games with a rushing touchdown. And the Cyclones lead at 24-21 with 5:29 to go. And you look up and see a 24-21 score. Are you surprised at all that that's where we are here with a minute 25 to go? I mean,
it was just flipped from a year ago.
Yeah.
Cowboys won 24-21 a year ago in Stillwater.
Let's keep it flipped.
Yeah.
4th and 2 at the 42-yard line of Iowa State. 1:25 remaining in the fourth quarter. Sanders in the shotgun. Takes the snap, throws it left, caught by Presley, and he fights for the first down. Did he get there?
No,
they could mark him a yard shy, a half yard shy, about 2 inches shy. My goodness, this place is going bananas. Happy Brocktober, everyone. Happy Brocktober. The Cyclones win it 24-21. They are 16-2 in October since 2017.
John Walters and Eric Heft on the Cyclones Sports Network with Dave Hunziker and John Holcomb on the Cowboys Sports Network. The Cyclones make the Big 12 race awfully interesting. A thrilling 24-21 victory. Oklahoma sits alone in first place in the conference, while Iowa State, Oklahoma State, and Baylor all now have one league loss. Still plenty to get to on the show. 16 other games involving top 25 teams. We'll run through them all, including a couple of big-time rivalry matchups after these messages on the College Football Rewind.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Directors Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
Hey, this is Mike Golick, host of The Fan Exam, a weekly live trivia game show for the biggest college sports fans. Join us every Monday and Wednesday now through October 27th for your chance to rack up points and win some money each and every game. You'll also have a chance to win an unforgettable New Year's Day experience at the Rose Bowl Stadium in Pasadena. Download The Fan Exam app or go to thefanexam.com to sign up and play. You'll answer questions just like this. The Heisman Trophy has been awarded at the end of every season for the last 86 years. Who took home the first honor? We'll give you the answer later in the show.
It's been a tumultuous year thus far for USC. The Trojans, just 3-3 overall, having fired Clay Helton last month, already out of contention in the Pac-12 South, and the woes only continued on Saturday with a trip to South Bend to face number 13 Notre Dame.
From the shotgun, Cone hands off inside to Williams, head down, running hard to the goal line, just across the stripe, touchdown, Fighting Irish. Hands off to Kyron Williams, right up the middle, stretches to get the ball across. No signal yet. There it is. Touchdown, Notre Dame.
Paul Burmeister from Westwood One. For the fourth year in a row, the Irish beat the Trojans 31-16, powered by 132 yards rushing and two scores from Kyron Williams. Speaking of the Pac-12 conference, cannibalizing itself once again. Number 10, Oregon, only ranked team in the polls from the Pac-12. Only realistic playoff hopeful. And the Ducks used a big day from Travis Dye to avoid a loss at UCLA.
On first and goal, give it to Dye going right. Cut it back up and in. Touchdown, Dye.
Not surprised. Give him the ball and let him walk it into the end zone. His fourth touchdown of the day. Travis Dye didn't even get touched.
Jerry Allen on the Oregon Sports Network. Four scores for Dye. Oregon gets a late interception to stop a UCLA comeback, stay atop the Pac-12 North, and remain in the playoff hunt. 34-31 Ducks.
The ACC.
The six-time defending ACC champion had some work to do entering the weekend. Clemson limped to a 4-2 start to the year. Compare that to Pitt, 5-1 overall ranked for the first time this year, and with a Heisman Trophy candidate in Kenny Pickett at quarterback. And the Panthers put the final nail in the Tigers' coffin.
Pickett gets the snap. He's back. Throws it long down the field. There's a man open. Touchdown, Panthers! Case Cermak from 39 out on fourth down.
He gets the snap, rolls the pocket right, shovel pass.
It's intercepted on his way. That is Savassier Dennis. He's going, going, gone with an intercepted shovel pass.
Bill Hillgrove on the Pitt Panthers radio network. Pickett becomes Pitt's all-time touchdown leader. Panthers win it 27-17. And with Virginia Tech's loss, the Panthers take a commanding lead in the ACC Coastal. So barring something crazy, we know there will be a new ACC champion. Over in the Atlantic, Clemson likely out of it. Both division leaders, meanwhile, in action on Saturday, only one though in conference. Number 18 NC State in Miami, just 2-4 on the year of the Canes, went down to the final minute.
Second and goal from the 4-yard line. Van Dyke has it. Gonna throw for it. End zone. Rambo! Got it! Touchdown! Touchdown, Miami! Rambo reaches out and snatches it with two hands.
Fourth down and 8. Play of the game right here, right now. Leary, his eyes alert and perceptive. Looking left and right. Dropping the throw. Fires. Right side. Caught by Thomas.
No.
He runs it short of the first down. Cam Kitchens makes the play of the night. He wrestles him to the ground.
Joe Zagacki from 560 WQAM. Miami makes the late stand in the final seconds to pull off its first conference win of the year, stunning NC State 31-30. So now NC State 2-1 in ACC play, and with some catching up to do against Wake Forest. Those undefeated and 16th-ranked Demon Deacons went outside the conference on Saturday with a contrast in styles road trip to West Point to take on Army. A wildly entertaining game. Air beat ground.
Snap to Hartman. Looks middle and long and lets it fly for Roberson. Goes up to get it, and he does get it. Touchdown, Wake Forest, on the throw and catch that nearly covers half the field.
Looks middle.
Lofts one downfield for Roberson in stride. Broken tackle at the 45. On his feet to the 20, the 10. They're not going to catch him. Touchdown, Wake Forest. Another huge play in the passing game.
Here's the inside fake. Now Hartman zips one across the middle. Pass going to be caught here on the slant. Williams past the 50, past the 40, past the 30. He will go. Keyshawn Williams, touchdown, Wake. 75 yards.
Stan Cotton on the Wake Forest Sports Network. Sam Hartman throws 6 incompletions and 5 touchdowns, including 3 to Jakari Roberson. Wake wins it 70-56 to match its best start in school history, 7-0. Yes, 70-56 the final.
The SEC.
With top-ranked Georgia and much of the SEC, frankly, off over the weekend, West Division race took center stage in the SEC. Entering the weekend, 3 teams all had 1 league loss. Auburn stayed that way, given the Tigers were on a bye, but so did the other pair. First up, number 4, Alabama upped its win streak over Tennessee.
Defense digs in. Robinson says, you can dig all you want. I'm going over the top of you. Touchdown, Alabama! Bryce looks, throws. He's got a man across the middle. It is caught by Metchie down the right side. He's into the end zone. Touchdown, Alabama! 19 yards. Bryce Young to John Metchie.
Eli Gold on the Crimson Tide Sports Network. A 1-score game in the fourth. Bama explodes 28 points in the final frame to inflate the scoreline 52-24. 15th straight Tide victory over the Vols in the 6th straight by at least 3 touchdowns. So Bama notches a win. The third team in that one-loss grouping in the West, 12th-ranked Ole Miss. After a wild win at Tennessee last week, the Rebels looked their normal explosive selves against LSU.
Off the pier, she runs right. He's hit at the 2, spun around, trying to drive it in the end zone. There's a scrum. Does it get in? Yes or no? Touchdown, Ole Miss! Actually handed to Ely. Ely makes one man miss, makes another one miss. He's at the 20, to the 15, to the 10. Carry him into the end zone, boys! Touchdown, Ole Miss!
David Kellum on the Ole Miss Sports Network. Rebels rush for over 250 yards as a team, score 31 straight in the middle quarters, 31-17. Ole Miss the final. LSU back down to 500. One other ranked SEC team in action on Saturday. Number 17, Texas A&M, suddenly surging. Though it's likely out of the division race with 2 league losses in its pocket, Aggies still hanging around, taking care of business against struggling South Carolina.
2nd and 8. Swing. Caught. Oh, right side. Widemeyer, 20. 10. Inside the 5. Touchdown on the dive! Jalen Widemeyer!
A-chain left side. Big hole on the left side. 35. 20. 15. 10. Touchdown! 6 for 6! This from 35!
Andrew Monaco on the Aggie Sports Network. 31-0 game at halftime. It's never close. A&M wins its 3rd straight. 44-14 over the Gamecocks.
The Big Ten.
Well, we know Penn State out of the East Division race now. Michigan State off, so it stayed 4-0 in the league. That left both Michigan and Ohio State to try and join the Spartans. The 5th-ranked Buckeyes continue their October offensive surge at Indiana.
Stroud in the shotgun with a snap, hands to Henderson. Henderson running out right side, tripped up, and he pushes forward and into the end zone for another touchdown, Travion Henderson. Stroud puts his hands together, gets the snap, sets up the Indiana 20 to throw, lobs that one into the end zone, and it's caught by Ruckert for a touchdown. As Ruckert got position on the defender, another TD for Ohio State, who leads it 43-7.
Paul Keels on the Ohio State Sports Network. 44 first-half points for the Buckeyes, who cruise 54-7. Buckeyes make it look easy. Well, so does Michigan. Number 6 Wolverines, no troubles with defending West Division champion Northwestern.
11:41 to play, 3rd quarter. At the 5-yard line, to give to Corum, right guard.
Yes,
he's
sir.
At the 4. He's in. Touchdown, Michigan.
To Haskins. Haskins breaks it up over the middle to the 5. He powers his way over a tackler at the 2. He's in. Hassan Haskins. Touchdown, Michigan.
Jim Brandstatter on the Michigan Sports Network. Wolverines rush for nearly 300 yards as a team. Both Blake Corum and Hassan Haskins top the century mark. They grind their way to a 33-7 victory over the Wildcats. So Michigan, Michigan State, Ohio State, all 4-0 in league play heading into next week. Wolverines and Spartans play, as do the Buckeyes and Penn State. So that's the East Division. The West, meanwhile, a 3-horse race. Purdue's stunning thumping of Iowa at Kinnick Stadium vaults the Boilermakers into the polls at number 25. First ranking since 2007. And, well, it'll be a 1-week stay, thanks to Wisconsin.
On the left side for the 14 of Purdue. 2nd down. Hand off Braylon Allen over the left side to the 10. Allen to the 5. Allen to the end zone. Touchdown, Wisconsin. Braylon Allen, a 14-yard run. And the Badgers make it a 2-score game here in the 4th quarter.
Matt LePay on the Badger Sports Network. 15th year in a row, Wisconsin downs Purdue 30-13 the final. That means idle Iowa and Minnesota now tied for first in the West. as the Boilermakers drop a game back.
The American Athletic Conference.
Cincinnati continues its record-setting climb up the polls, vaulting to second in the nation, but the Bearcats only led 1-5 Navy by a field goal at halftime, 13-10. Third quarter, though, much more to plan.
Ritter claps his hands, catches the shoulder-high snap, hands it off.
See ya.
Ford breaks into the clear, to the 20, outside the numerals, 10, 5, goal line, touchdown! Bearcats! 43 yards for Jerome Ford.
Dez catches a high snap, fakes, passes to the right, caught by Wiley. Touchdown, Bearcats! Great fake by Desmond Ritter.
Dan Hort from Learfield. Bearcats led by 17 in the second half. Navy made it interesting late. Ultimately, though, Cincy holds on 27-20 to stay unbeaten. Bearcats now 7-0. Well, so is SMU. The number 21 Mustangs played on Thursday against 1-5 Tulane. It took care of business.
Mordecai will throw left side. This is caught on a slant. Robertson at the 10, breaks a tackle, dives in. Touchdown, SMU!
Rich Phillips on the Mustang Sports Network. Tanner Mordecai, 427 yards, three scores through the air. He added a fourth rushing. All SMU, 55-26, the final over Tulane. Staying in the group of five, an intriguing Wednesday night game in the Sun Belt. 14th-ranked Coastal Carolina in Boone taking on conference power App State. A back-and-forth affair. It came down to the final play.
It'll be about a 25-yard attempt. With 3 seconds left, Chandler Staten, super senior from Gainesville, Georgia, to win the game. Snap back, ball down. Staten puts it in the air. Got it! Got it! Got it! App State wins! They are still the beast of the East! 30-27, the Mountaineers beat Coastal tonight. What a night here at Kid Brewer Stadium.
Adam Witten on the Appalachian Sports Network. Mountaineers win it at the gun 30-27 to stay alive in the Sun Belt East. Their second ever victory over a ranked team. You probably remember the first, 2007 over Michigan. Well, here's a trivia question for you. Which matchup on Saturday featured the best combined record? If you guess San Diego State and Air Force, you're probably in the minority, but you'd be right. The pair, a collective 12-1 going into Saturday night's tilt, and the number 22 Aztecs were the ones to stay perfect.
22 yards for Chance Bell. He remains the running back. They want to continue to run. He is down to the goal line. Tell us. Touchdown, Aztecs!
Ted Leitner on the Aztec Radio Network. San Diego State opens up a 20-0 lead, hangs on 20-14 the final, as they're now 7-0. We finish up with the newest of newcomers to the top 25. Unbeaten UTSA cracked the rankings for the first time in program history, and the Roadrunners flashed their high-octane offense at Louisiana Tech.
Sincere switches to the left of Frank Harris. He'll take the snap, and he'll hand it up the middle and into the end zone. Goes Sincere McCormick for a Roadrunner touchdown.
Second down and about four for UTSA. Harris looks over that La Tech defense again, takes the snap, drops to throw, in the end zone, caught, touchdown, Zachary's got another one.
Andy Everett on the Roadrunner Sports Network, three touchdowns for Sincere McCormick on the ground, all UTSA in this one, 42-16. That was the weekend around the country. When we return here on the College Football Rewind, we'll hand out some awards to the top performers of the week right after these messages.
The passion.
25, first down, 20.
15, 10, 5, 3, 2, 1.
The fury.
Getting blitzed. Down he goes.
The speed.
Juggled, and it's going to be. Oh, my.
Western College football.
Toward the end zone. Got it for 6 points.
You can unhitch the wagon. Put the ponies in the barn.
Over the shoulder. Get
30, 20.
This is the College Football Blitz. Listen all season long on College Sports Now on the Varsity Network. Record-setting performances.
Hat-trick, third pick of the day for the walk-on safety.
And that's the record-setting touchdown pass.
Game-winning plays.
Oh. He's got the catch as he dives into the end zone. Touchdown, Red Raiders!
For the end zone, touchdown, Nevada! The Wolfpack win!
It's time to name our College Football Rewind Players of the Week.
Craziest game of the day came in West Point. Wake Forest and Army combined for 126 points, over 1,200 yards of offense, a 70-56 Deacs victory. So it's only fitting our Offensive Player of the Week comes from that game in the form of Wake quarterback Sam Hartman.
Snap to Hartman. Looks middle. Lofts one downfield for Roberson in stride. Broken tackle at the 45. On his feet to the 20, the 10. They're not going to catch him. Touchdown, Wake Forest.
Play fake. Here's Hartman to run it to the near side past the 5. He'll dance into the end zone. Touchdown, Wake Forest with 6:57 to go.
The signal caller threw for a nation-high 458 yards and 5 touchdowns, adding a 6th score on the ground. He had as many combined touchdowns as he had incompletions on the day. Wake Forest 7-0 for the second time ever. You know who isn't? Coastal Carolina. That's after the Shawnees went to the Rock on Wednesday, lost to App State on a last-second field goal 30-27. And a big reason for the win? Mountaineers wide receiver Malik Williams.
From the 47, snap to Bryce. Rush comes. Bryce going to float it down the middle of the field again. Malik catches it at the 10, takes it in the end zone. That's an App State touchdown, a 47-yard bomb.
Senior wideout, 10 catches for a nation-best 206 yards and a score, had two huge catches as well on the final drive to set up App's second win ever over a ranked team. Defensively, we head to West Lafayette, where Wisconsin smothered Purdue in a 30-13 dismantling, and linebacker Leo Chenal lived in the backfield.
Flea flicker, Daru back to O'Connell. He's under pressure, and Leo Chenal gets home again. Backfield, O'Connell under pressure, and he's sacked again, and it's Leo Chenal again. Give him 3.5 sacks here this afternoon.
The junior led the Badgers 9 tackles, 5.5 of which were for loss, 3.5 sacks. Wisconsin back to 500 in conference play with the win. Hartman, Williams, and Chenal, your top performers from the weekend. When we return, we'll go through our plays of the week on the College Football Rewind.
The year was 1919. Barbasol shaving cream was invented by a dreamer named Frank Shields. The world's first modern shave cream, Barbasol changed the face of shaving forever. A few billion shaves later, Frank's dream lives on. Behind every face is a dream. Barbasol proudly salutes every fearless, self-assured, wide-eyed dreamer all across America. Celebrating 100 years, Barbasol.
This is the College Football Rewind.
College Football Rewind.
Late big one-handed.
He caught it. He caught it.
The kick is good, and the Bears win.
There he goes. They're not going to get him. 65 yards and a Utah touchdown.
It's time to count down our plays of the week. Number 5, Penn State.
Clifford wants to throw again. Kane picks up the blitz. Near sideline. Goes for Dotson. Adjusts to the ball. Makes a spectacular catch. They spin to the ground at the 42 of Illinois. A spectacular play by Jahan Dotson.
Number 4.
Cooper gets a Cooper at the 15. Down to the 10. Still on his feet to the 5, and he got into the end zone. Cooper with a 15-yard run, and he made a hurdle at the 5-yard line. Kent State gets their second touchdown of the quarter.
Number 3.
It's first down, clock running at 25, snap back. Schrader hit on the release, ball's down the seam left. Alfred reaches up,
touchdown!
He's got it! He's into the
touchdown!
End zone! He's off to Never Never Land, and the Orange have the lead! With 19 seconds to go, the Orange have taken the lead at Virginia Tech. It is 40-36.
Number 2.
Oklahoma.
Fourth and 1 at their own 46-yard line. It is a handoff to Brooks up the middle. Spins away. Pushed back. Taken by Williams, who goes forward to the 50. It's a first down.
Number 1.
Illini do it on the 9th overtime try. Fake. Peters rolls to the end zone. It is caught. It is caught.
Yes!
And it's good.
Yes!
Those were your plays of the week. We'll be back with more after this on the College Football Rewind.
Woo! Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
Going inside one of this weekend's matchup like no one else. Time for the Saturday Take from the co-host of the Solid Verbal Podcast, Dan Rubenstein.
Well, this weekend's Penn State-Illinois game, the longest FBS game ever played, 9 overtimes, 38 total points. Yes, you heard that correctly. 38 total points, 10 all at the end of regulation. Final score is 20-18. Yes, 9 overtimes gave us 18 total points. Boy, did they try to score. I don't even know how to describe this game. Penn State couldn't do much on offense, and that's partially due, of course, to the fact that starting quarterback Sean Clifford tried to come back and was largely ineffective, but did make some plays downfield after getting injured against Iowa a couple of weeks ago. Illinois, of course, has had a disappointing season, but now moved to 3-5 with the win in Happy Valley. It was just strange. Illinois didn't even really attempt to throw the ball with any success at all all game long, and yet ran the heck out of the ball, going for over 360 yards between their two top rushers, and just got whatever they wanted going straight at this Penn State defense on the ground. They were not able to convert it into touchdowns, plural, but they were able to keep the Penn State offense off the field and wear down the Penn State defense, and it was just a completely wild affair, and an ugly, ugly loss for Penn State. And at the same time, Illinois remains bowl eligible worthy if they can win three of their next four. It was just a strange one. It just happened to be a strange one, and that's what we love about college football. Illinois had a very, very specific game plan that they were able to pull off, and Penn State was just a mess all game long, three and outs, four and outs, near the red zone, in the red zone, with scoring opportunities, and that's what you get. With all of that into the pot, 20-18, Illinois over Penn State on the road, and now Penn State has Ohio State next week. Yikes. Listen to the solid verbal, though. It's a lot happier than anything you experienced watching this game if you're a Penn State fan or just a fan of any sort of competent offense. See you there.
Thank you very much, Dan. 10 minutes left in the program. If you're joining us late, we'll relive how the top 10 teams in the country fared as the College Football Rewind continues right after this.
What's your ultimate game day experience? A tricked out man cave? Deluxe tailgate? Then enter the 5-Hour Energy Football Sweepstakes for a chance to win $10,000. And make your ultimate game day experience a reality. To enter, buy any 5-Hour Energy product and upload the receipt. It's that easy. The 5-Hour Energy Football Sweepstakes. Enter today.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 and a legal resident of the U.S. Ends December 10th, 2021. For official rules on how to enter without purchase, visit 5hesport.com. Void where prohibited.
Hey, this is Mike Golick, host of The Fan Exam, a weekly live trivia game show for the biggest college sports fans. Earlier in the show, we asked you to name the first ever Heisman Trophy winner. The answer is the University of Chicago's Jay Berwanger, who won the award in 1935 when it was called the Downtown Athletic Club Trophy. For more questions like that and a chance to win prizes, join us on The Fan Exam each Monday and Wednesday now through October 27th. To sign up and play, download the Fan Exam app or head to thefanexam.com. That's thefanexam.com. Now, back to the College Football Rewind.
Welcome back to the College Football Rewind. Time to recap how each of the country's top 10 teams fared with our weekend flashback. Cincinnati.
Cincinnati up by 7, 32 seconds to go. Third down and 10 for Navy. The midshipmen at their own 47. Lavatai drops back to throw, rolls out to the left. Throws downfield, and it is intercepted by Arquan Bush. Game, set, match, Bearcats.
Oklahoma.
Caleb Williams on 4th and 3. Williams going to run it himself back to the right. Makes a move. He's got the first down, and he's gone. Caleb Williams on 4th down. He did it again. Just like against Texas on 4th down, Williams. Painter. And for the first time since 2004, Oklahoma is 8-0, but it wasn't easy. Final score today in Lawrence, Oklahoma 35 and Kansas 23.
Alabama.
66-yard pickup now to give to Robinson. He breaks 3-4 tacklers and he goes into the end zone for an Alabama touchdown. 15 yards of hard running for Brian. This one is done. Took a while, but Alabama finally puts the Volunteers away. And Alabama wins it 52-24.
Yep. Ohio State.
Snap to Strell. Back to throw. Arches it down the right side of the end zone, and it's caught by Olave.
Here he is.
For the touchdown, Chris Olave on a 16-yard TD catch from C.J. Stroud. As he streaked down the right side into the end zone, and Ohio State's lead has grown to 29-7. That'll be the last play of the football game as Ohio State has come to Bloomington and has improved to 4-0 in the Big Ten and 6-1 on the season. The Buckeyes defeat Indiana 54-7 here at Memorial Stadium.
Michigan.
They didn't that time, and the Wolverines go right to the line. Pistol. Haskins gets the snap. Bounces right. Gets down to the one. He dives into the end zone. Touchdown, Michigan.
The Northwestern team is coming off the bench to congratulate Michigan. And Michigan will leave this one with their 971st victory in their history. 33-7.
Penn State.
All right, here we go. This is for the win. Penn State had their pass attempt broken up. Can the Illini do it on the ninth overtime try? Fake. Peters rolls to the end zone. It is caught. It is caught.
Yes!
And it's good.
Yes!
And the Illini have won. They have upset number seven.
Yes!
Penn State.
Washington
with a catch. The Illini have upset Penn State 20-18. Can you believe it?
Yes!
Woo! Oklahoma State.
First and goal from the 4-yard line. And the give to Hall. Touchdown! Breece Hall! And the Cyclones regain the lead. Happy Brocktober, everyone. Happy Brocktober. The Cyclones win it 24-21.
Oregon.
Quick throw out. Intercepted! It's picked down the sideline and out of bounds. DJ James has given it back to Oregon. And that is all I have to say. Game over. Oregon has snuck out of here with a 34-31 win over UCLA to go 6-1.
That was your weekend flashback. We'll preview next week and wrap up the show after this on the College Football Rewind.
Hey, y'all, this is Michael Felder, co-host of College Sports Now. We're breaking down all the action from around the country every week with new episodes dropping 4 days a week during the football season. We'll look beyond the box score and keep our finger on the pulse of college football from September all the way through the national championship game in January. Listen all season long on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you love to get your favorite podcast. And be sure to follow along on Twitter at CSNowTweets.
For weeks now, we've been talking about the logjam atop the Big Ten East, with that quartet of teams either unbeaten or with one loss. That changes next week. The real fun begins. Michigan State, Michigan, and East Lansing. Ohio State will try to keep pace against Penn State and Columbus. Separation coming. Plus, we'll find out who the true threat to Alabama is in the SEC West. Auburn hosts Ole Miss in a de facto elimination game. And though the stakes aren't near what they normally are, cocktail party between Georgia and Florida always brings fireworks. Thanks to our friends at Learfield and Westwood One, as well as everyone at the Aztec, Miami, and Pitt Panther Radio Networks, I'm Rob Joyce. Thanks for listening to the College Football Rewind.